What is the current actual treatment for cataracts, particularly in young people?
So either for childhood cataract or adult cataract, the current treatment is to remove the lens cells of the eye. So the lens is the part that you don't actually see. When you look in someone's eyes, the center part, which is usually very dark inside the pupil, that's where the lens sits. And on a normal person, it's clear and you don't see anything. But on someone who has cataract, it gets cloudy. So in a cataract treatment, they take the lens cells out. For an adult, they immediately put in a rigid plastic lens, which enables the adult to see straight away. But for a child, it's not so simple because they grow so much in the early years of their life. You can't just replace a piece of plastic in their eye because it won't grow with them. So they have to wait a few years to get this intraocular lens, it's called, to replace their vision. And it's that period between the removal of the cataract and the restoration of the vision through one of these plastic lenses, those years in between, that they have to undergo quite intensive management, which can be quite traumatic at the time.
Just how rare are cataracts in young children, children actually being born with these kind of cataracts? Because, as I've seen mentioned before, it's typically thought of as something that only happens as we get older.
That's right. Most people are aware that adults get cataracts as they age. In Australia, there are about 100 children a year who have cataracts, and they're either born with it or they can develop it in early years, or they can get it through an injury. But internationally, there's over 300,000 children a year who are new cataract cases.
You mentioned before that the current treatment for cataracts, treating cataracts in children, was a fairly traumatic and ongoing process. Your research looking to solve this issue, would you mind explaining to us a little bit more about how it works and how it actually involves the use of stem cells?
Certainly. So my research group uses stem cells to study human disease, and we've come up with a way that we can use the stem cells to create lots of human lens cells. For adult cataract, we take those lens cells and we make miniature human lenses in the laboratory, and we can make hundreds of thousands of these. They focus light. And if we give them particular substances, we can cause a cataract in the laboratory. So for adults, we think we can understand how adult cataract forms and therefore might be able to develop some drugs that delay it. But in terms of children, the fact that we can use our stem cells to make these human lens cells leads us to think we might be able to transplant normal lens cells into a child's eye and have them regrow a functional lens, a clear lens inside the child's eye. And because they're biological, these cells might be able to then grow with the child's body so that instead of having to wait for many years in order to get this rigid plastic lens put in, if we can put in the lens cells that grow with the child, then their lens would grow with them as well. So we're hoping to transplant stem cell-derived lens cells into children.
It sounds like a sort of an absolutely incredible achievement. I am sort of vaguely aware with stem cells how these are essentially cells that we all have as embryos, and they develop into various different kinds of cells that we need to live. You know, in sort of a layman's point of view, when you're doing this kind of stuff in a lab, when you're taking stem cells and convincing them to grow into these lenses or the kind of eye cells that you actually need to apply to somebody, how do you go about convincing stem cells to grow in these particular ways that you actually can use?
So in this instance, we're sort of standing on the shoulders of giants a little bit. We're not the first person to think that we might want to transplant cells made from stem cells into the body in order to provide a treatment. So there's many years of research from all around the world where people have started to understand, well, if you've got a stem cell and you want to make a particular cell type, how do you do it? And they, through trial and error or a little bit of knowledge, they test which factors, growth factors or hormones, things like this, how you might be able to go from the stem cell to the lens cell. So we were able to use some of that information in our laboratory and progress it as far as other people had. But then we used some knowledge that we identified for ourselves to really purify these lens cells that we get from the stem cells so that we only have the lens cells to study. And then we worked out a way, well, how might we make a lens out of that? And so those two steps that we made, how you purify the lens cells and then how you make a human lens in the laboratory, were the parts that we've extended the work.
And I should point out as well, this research, well, if it becomes applicable, will not just be for, you know, young cataract sufferers as well. It also may apply to adults who suffer from cataracts.
There certainly is that potential. So our advance that we have made, that we can use stem cells to make lens cells and have this pure population of lens cells where we can study them on their own without other cell types around. So what we are hoping to do with those is to transplant them. It's early days yet. We haven't done any of these studies in people. We eventually want to get there, but there's more basic research that we have to do. But ultimately, that goal is to be able to transplant lens cells into either a child or an adult and have the body stimulate those lens cells to regrow a clear lens to overcome either the childhood or the adult cataract.
Just as a final point, Michael, any estimations on when we might see this theory put into practice, when we would see this as a kind of regular procedure?
It's a great question, but a difficult one. So on the order of somewhere between 5 and 10 years would be a reasonable estimation of taking what we have now, the basic tools, to start asking, can we use lens cell transplantation to regrow a lens? So we would say 5 to 10 years to get that towards clinical trials where we do a test to see, does it work and is it safe?
Tremendous. Michael, well, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time joining us.
My pleasure. I appreciate it.